Welcome to the Lecturer's Guide to Cathedral Building, Part 3, Der Spieltrieb. This is an interesting concept. I first encountered this when studying performing arts, and we looked at the Bauhaus School, their theatre school, their performance school, that was set up while the Bauhaus was in operation in the 30s in the Weimar Republic. One of the key elements, one of the key processes that they worked with was called Der Spieltrieb, which literally translates as the play instinct or the spirit of creative play. And that idea of playing, and Oskar Schlemmer, who was leading the workshops, took the idea that actually creativity, playing, is something that we kind of grow out of. But there's so much imagination and so much discovery that can be had through simply playing. So the spirit of creative play, the idea of playing, and the way that they worked very specifically was that they would take a single resource, very, very restrictive, and play within the boundaries. So they might simply say, all we have is a line, all you can do is move upon that line one way or the other. How can you move upon it? All you have is a hoop. What movements can you create with that hoop? Can play with that. So you're playing within very, very defined constraints, very clear definitions, very clear boundaries, and you explore and create within. And that's very much the sense of improvisation that takes place in other performing arts. So how does that apply outside of the performing arts sphere to general teaching and learning? And how does it apply to the greater world of work and employment? Well, I like to look at the Google model. The Google model is that the company control 80% of your time. They will set the tasks and drive your workflow for 80% of the time. The remaining 20% of the time is your time. It's your play time, your development time, your time to be creative and explore. And in that Google environment, this has led to some remarkable developments. The concept of Google Earth was drawn out of someone's playtime, someone's 20% of free, unrestricted exploration and development. So it can actually yield dividends. So building in time for play is really very, very important. So how does that apply to teaching and learning? Well, throughout this series of talks, we're going to be talking about technology. I'm going to be talking about different techniques and tools that are available, digital tools that are available. So the idea is to take a single one of these and to explore it and to play with it and to really, really play with it creatively with no expectation of outcome, but to simply explore what it's capable of doing. And from that, you will then see an application. So Der Spieltrieb, the spirit of creative play, the play instinct, is central to the notion of generating ideas, of revitalising our teaching and learning practice. And I hope to be able to explore how we use technology creatively to achieve that. Talk to you next time.